Okay, perfect. Now it is. Okay, well, thank you guys for the proposals and the thoughtfulness and that went into them. I think there's a lot we can get done today. What we're able to do on all the proposals on 26, we can accept that as status quo for benefits. And we'll revisit and kind of research a little bit, just different ideas about the some of those employer contributions. I think it would be beneficial for everyone. This is not a function of bargaining, but I think that both UFF and the state university system can advocate for the legislature to address the SUS ORP employer contribution rate, right? I think that would be a strong lobbying tech consideration for everyone in the SUS. So we can accept 26 is status quo. Jamie, the appendix looks fine. Those look like good change. We're happy to sign off on that as well. That all looks good. The Article 25 looks fine. We saw it was just uploaded with you guys made some changes. There's just those small changes clarifying that it's in there, that it's a base salary for that $1,000. The one small thing we may want to add to 25 is on the one-time non-recurring, I know bonus isn't the right the word, but wage action. It's scheduled, it says it's will go out on May. I forget the specific date, but it's there early in May. We may want to add some language that just says, or basically, in the first pay period following ratification. I don't know if this will be ratified, if we can reach agreement to kind of ratify it in that time.
Jonathan, we can't do that because,
Oh, okay, go ahead.
and it's weird. In Banner, y'all all fall off when your 9-month contract ends on May 6th. So that May 10th date is included in what we would call your final paycheck for your contract that ends on May 6th.
Okay.
I know a lot of y'all get summer appointments and other appointments and things that go on, but we can't use that salary as the percentage to your, the base for your one-time payment. So that's why we were trying to reach ratification to pay you on May 10th. If we can't, it will be August before they receive that one-time payment.
Okay.
Because that's when you all come back in the system with your regular job.
Sure. Okay. No, so I understand that. It's the other complication is that technically this CBA, even if ratified, right? Let's say we ratify this tomorrow, agree and ratify it tomorrow, right? The amendment and duration article outlines like when these contracts are live, right? So this reopener is the doesn't go live until July 1st. Right, is that in the amendment and duration clause, right? So that if the university wants to distribute that those funds ahead of when this contract would go live, we would not object to that. But the amendment and duration article outlines like that previous reopener is live until June 30th. So if you can't add that or following ratification, right, we're fine by that. I'm just not sure if this will have this ratified by that date is the only thing that I'm saying. You guys can talk about it in caucus. That's the part. If you want to take that part back and kind of look at it in caucus, I fully anticipate that we will definitely have this completed by and ratified prior to August, right? To when the actual set the salary base salary component goes out. And I don't think we need to add any language there. But if that's something in a second, if you guys want to have a caucus and look and talk about if there should be language added to that part of 25, that's something we'd be happy to respond to look at. The other elements, so on Article 3, we have prepared a response. I've added that. Eileen's update is updating that I think to the to the folder. If the university's preference is to maintain Article 3 as status quo for the UFF rights, we're fine with maintaining that as status quo. We also prepared a response trying to capture some of the things that you guys identified last time, and we would be fine with either possibility. So I can talk you through just the small changes that we've made in line with the proposals you guys made on Article 3. But no, we're also fine with this being status quo.
Yeah, why don't you do that, Jonathan? Tell us what
okay.
you're comfortable with in terms of updating Article 3.
Okay, so
I
here
just put it in the folder, Jonathan.
Okay, perfect. And I'll share my screen here too. So we accepted the language that you all proposed here at the end. So notice we've accepted this where it would lower the summer from a 1.0 FTE total to a 0.75 FTE and say that it would be distributed as a 0.25 across three faculty members, right? So we've accepted that language as you guys have proposed, something we would support and we would be fine with. In exchange, what we've struck is this language here in H about the 4 years on, 2 years off of release time. We've been managing that as a 3 year on, 1 year off, right, to comply with that. And then the summer one was falling, interspersing between those. So I went and I looked at the other CBAs across the state. The majority of them have removed this language about this 4 years on, 2 years off component. I'll post those in the chat, but it was seven or so of them that had removed this language from their CBAs. I also struck, the reason this part about the state component here is struck, we also struck in E, where it says release time will be used for conducting university-related UFF business at the university or state level. We don't do bargaining on the state level. I think this is probably residual language from the old Blue Book contract when they were negotiating maybe a singular contract. Our intent is that bargaining that this release time is for are university-related collective bargaining and not for the state time. There's already language if we were to take, if none of us have any interest in doing this, but if someone were to take leave to work on the state level, you purchase, you buy back that leave. That language is already in here separately. So we struck that as well. So here is, let me see if this will paste into the, oh, sorry, I pasted it in twice. Hang on 1 second. I just posted this in the chat, but so these were the CBAs that I went through. These are the ones that have removed that release time restriction. So FSU, and most of these are our comparable universities of North Florida, Florida Gulf Coast, FAMU, FAU. Those are the ones that are most similar to UWF. They've all removed that timeline restriction. It makes it easier for us. And it also, there's still the restrictions about and within the same department that's still maintained in there. And it also, it does, I think this, what I heard you say, the spirit of what you were proposing is to make sure and just kind of have things done equitably, like by person with that 0.25 summer FTE rather than one person receiving all of it. So we've tried to capture that. We think that this would capture it as well. We would be fine by either of those options, either status quo or the response proposal that you guys propose, whatever you're willing. Our preference would be for the changes in the proposal, but if you're not willing to do that, want to do status quo, that's fine too. So that's for Article 3. Any questions on Article 3?
I don't have any. Does anybody have any questions? All right, we're good. We're good to go to 13.
Okay. On non-reappointment, we appreciate the changes that you guys have made since last time. Our position on that, that's something we want to go back and have a more formal response, write up a response on it, to think about it a little bit more, to get some more kind of feedback and consideration. The point of view from faculty, the perspective of faculty, was when we were negotiating in our last reopener, and in the last full book, the removal of those multi-year contracts. Part of the reasons that we removed those multi-year contracts is there's creating complications. That's how those were called, fixed multi-year contracts, where they were placed in the contract. I won't bore us by going back through all of that. And it complicated the eligibility for a faculty member on a multi-year contract for receiving that notice of non-reappointment in that timeline. So when faculty agreed to remove that multi-year contract structure, right, part of that consideration was in the removal of that multi-year contract structure, it clarified their eligibility for notice, right? Years ago, when we introduced the multi-year contract structure, that's where it complicated eligibility for notice. So maintaining and kind of securing that non-reappointment timeline was a component of consideration and negotiation and bargaining in last year's negotiations, right? And so I think faculty, their expression to us when in updating them was that, like, they feel like it's kind of a quick shift following what was just, in their view, negotiated in good faith. And so that's something we want to kind of go back and look at. What I heard the university saying last time is that your primary concern, correct me if I'm wrong, that your primary concern is that if someone, the university wants someone to be non-reappointed and they're not doing a good job in the classroom specifically, they don't want to put someone back into the classroom who is not doing a good job. Was that the primary concern for shortening the notice period, or were there additional concerns that I'm not articulating?
Well, I think generally, I don't want to limit it to that one particular possible circumstance, but just generally, when we non-reappoint, really kind of just about any reason, we don't have the money for the position, we don't have the interest in the program, we need to make an academic offering change, or the person can't teach, or the person is, for one reason or another, you know, not required, then it seems to us to be not sensible to have them continue for a year.
Okay. So we'll take that back into consideration. I understand that there's a range of possibilities. What I heard Mike, you saying last time was that the primary concern seemed to be not wanting them to go back into the classroom, if it were.
You're correct, Jonathan. I think that's the example we used. You're right. That's what we said.
Okay.
I didn't want to limit it to just that.
Okay. The reason I'm asking, I mean, we're thinking about looking at different possibilities that kind of address both of our concerns. Some of them may be like that of maintaining the 1 year notice period if a faculty member is at, you know, meeting or exceeding expectations in their teaching, right? Like if there's clearly not a documentation of problems in their teaching, that we would have no issue with maintaining them in the classroom, right? Now this is not a specific proposal, but we're just kind of talking through different ways that we might address concerns.
Okay.
The other options are, or other considerations, was on the university end. It takes a long time to hire for these positions, right? Like we have to notice them. We have to, you know, go through the process, post them, you know, go through all of our sunshine or non-sunshine requirements depending on the search. You know, so there's an institutional benefit to having that, in our view, an institutional benefit to having that 1 year notice, so that you can, that there's timelines for the person to have a replacement established, right? I recognize that that might not always be the case, but we think that there's a institutional benefit along those lines as well. Other possibilities that we may consider or address concerns would be if the university wants someone to be removed quickly, is more in line with, instead of a shorter notice, but a more of a severance package, right? A package of finding, because we want these people, it takes time to find a job. It takes money to find a job, right? And we just don't want people to have their legs cut out from under them, with short notice. In the academic world, it takes time, as you guys know. So these are different things. We've tried to listen closely to the concerns the university stated. And this is one that we'll take back and kind of think along these lines that we're just sort of articulating.
Okay. Does anybody on the BOT team have any questions or comments? Okay. Thank you, Jonathan. I think at this time, I'd like to take a caucus, and I think I only need 15 minutes.
Okay, that sounds great. And those ones that we've outlined, we'd be willing to, if you want to make some change, you need that a little bit of a language change to 25, right? Like we're willing to sign off on 25, and then sign off on 26 as status quo, the appendix is status quo, and then whatever your preference is on those Article 3. Our preference would be for the revised proposal, but we're happy to sign article status quo on that as well. If you guys are able to sign off on any of those individually, we're happy to do that and kind of narrow the scope of bargaining if that's beneficial.
All right. Well, we'll be off to caucus and we'll be back in 15 minutes.
Okay.
I have
Gotcha.
noon
I know.
Central Standard Time, so at 12:15. See you.
Recording.
Well, thank you for that caucus. I guess where we're at, just to sum it up and come to a point, is that where we would be today, okay, with 26, the status quo, with those housekeeping changes to the appendix, we would be okay with status quo for Article 3, but it would be our proposal that we made earlier today that Michael took you through for Article 25 and Article 13, that is where we're at. We did look at the duration clause, and I feel like as long as that, whatever we were to agree to is ratified, that would supersede this duration clause. So we wouldn't have a problem there if we were to reach an agreement today. And just for a point of information, there's some dates, including the May date, that's in what we put on the table. But because of the need to go through the ratification process before those funds could be distributed, if we don't reach an agreement today, it looks as if that date would have to move to a future date. So, okay, that's kind of where we're at. I know, Jonathan, you said you would like to take down the appointment back, and that you would have some give that some more thought and consultation. And it sounded like you had some ideas about Article 14. So if we cannot reach an agreement today, we'll certainly give whatever you bring to us our full consideration.
Okay, thanks,
And
Mike. Let me
that's where
just.
we're at.
I'll start going. Okay, great. I appreciate it. This sounds good. So yeah, we for the Article 13, we'd like to kind of take that back and we I think we understand clearly what you guys are proposing, and we have we're hopefully in good faith to trying to address our mutual concerns, right? So we'll have a proposal on that in our next session. So are you guys okay with me sending you signed, I guess it would just be the appendix. I will need to sign that document, sign that specific document that demonstrates those changes, right? Right. So I can say.
Yeah. I think what we'd like to do, Jonathan, is just, you know, since we're not going to resolve things today, it sounds like we're not going to resolve things today, just for the purposes of flexibility as we go forward in our bargaining, why don't we just leave everything open? And then we'll go from there.
Okay. So you want it. So then in our next session, what I'll do is, and so you're including Article 25, everything is open.
Yeah, well, we've made changes to 25. So to that extent, yeah. I mean, and like I said, there's dates in 25 that are not going to hold up. So 25 has to be changed, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. Well, we've got what I'll prepare for next, what our team will prepare for next time is – basically, the taking into consideration all the things you guys have outlined, the different proposals, a package that captures all of the proposals on the table. So that way you can view that package in total. That's probably a good way to kind of go forward from here, don't you think, is exchanging it as kind of package deals? If your preference is not to TA these individual status quo articles today or the other, if you want to do it as a package deal, we can present you a package deal next time. Is that your preference, Mike?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Well, we're withdrawing that previous signature from Article 25. The university didn't sign it, so because you guys made changes to it. So all of right now, these articles are all open, right?
That's right.
Okay. So our next session, we will have a package of everything together. And I feel like we're actually pretty close. I think we need more discussion about Article 13, but I don't think those are unresolvable issues. I think we can certainly resolve those.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks everybody for your time today.
Did I hear you say, Mike, that you needed to change the date on for the May 2nd? Session.
No, I was talking about the May date that's in Article 25.
I wasn't sure if I heard you say you wanted to, but yeah. So our next session is for that May. I think it's May.
Yeah.
I have May 1st.
May 1st. Okay. May 1st it is.
All right, everybody. Thanks. All right.
That's good. Good work. Thank you.
Bye.